All you that do desire to hear and know of wonders strange, though, which the Lord doth show, give God attention to what I shall declare, the strangest thing that ever man did hear. My heart doth tremble and my hand doth shake to think what I at present undertake. For to declare what here I have begun, enough to melt a heart as hard as stone. To see how people take delight in sin, and for to mend their lives will not begin, until God's judgment do them overtake, they never strive their sins for to forsake. We rather seek to run in sin the more, while Satan seeks our souls for to devour. Let's strive in time to break his subtle snare, and of our souls and bodies have a care. To see how many they do swear and curse, surely they think not of a God so just, that hears or sees their actions that are done. Yes, at the last, be sure he will strike home. As for example, now in Staffordshire, there's a such judgment as it doth appear. On forsworn wretches there a man doth lie, in woeful state and grievous misery. He stole a Bible, as it is well known, and being taxed the same he did disown. He prayed unto God his hands might rot, and so a judgment on himself he brought. In a small time he had his full desire, and what he of the Lord did then require. His hand wrist rot away most woefully. His hands are dead and black as black may be. The joints of his knees do rot in the same sort as several hundred people can report that daily goes to see and take a view, and witness can the same for to be true. Upon the ground he stinks as he doth lie. None can endure now for to stand him nigh. Lord, grant that each good Christian may take care how they themselves so falsely do forswear. He doth declare and also doth confess it's God's just judgment for his wickedness. For stealing of this holy Bible book, and following sin, and so God's law forsook. But now, alas, within this world there's few, they'll ask and question if the same be true. But God is witness of his misery. Let us poor sinners warning take hereby. You men that hear these lines, I pray forbear. Take heed how willfully you curse and swear. Too many use it now in every place. More is the pity, 'tis for want of grace. And now you maids and wives, take notice all. See that you serve the Lord and on him call. Take heed of worldly pride and vanity, for oftentimes no good doth come thereby. And at a certain place in Worcestershire, of late there lived a woman, as I hear. In prime of youth she lived in height of pride, which in this world doth now to many abide. And what of her I here have to declare, I do desire all women to give ear, and yet not to scorn at what I shall unfold. For why good counsel's better far than gold? She being married, as it doth appear, perhaps for want she chanced to sell her hair. A friend did tax her with it presently, and she the same most stoutly did deny. But flesh is frail, her faith it being weak, she prayed to God that she might never speak. But in so doing she did not do well. Then see your smallest hair you do not sell. These words being spoke, she went home presently, whereas 'tis said she no long time did lie, but died and never after spake one word. Oh, these are judgments sent down from the Lord. So let us sinners rightly understand, 'tis he that with one word can us command to live or perish to eternity. Let all poor Christians warning take hereby. And now my song for to conclude and end, abroad into the world I do it send, that all poor sinners may in time amend, and have a care how they the Lord.